Listen, you raggedy bitch.
Oh, we're rolling. Oh, okay.
Yes, we're rolling, Jeff. How did I get some things all crazy over here? Have the dogs been doing a podcast without us?
Yes, they have.
Oh, I would listen to an all-dog podcast in a second. And I would laugh along with it. Oh, those dogs. What would the podcast be called?
Something about bitches, I'm guessing. Because all the dogs here are ladies.
I'd watch an all...
Bitches be bitching.
I'd watch a Parks and Rec parody called Barks and Rec, where it's just dogs playing those characters.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you come up with that?
Yeah, I can't take it. No one can take that. Don't take that. Please. I have nothing.
You need a timestamp.
I think we have a dog. Speaking of dogs, here comes a dog now.
Here's Rubes.
Ruby, aww. So you have a hit show,
Ruby,
hit podcast.
Here. Ruby, come here.
Can you tell us a little bit about your podcast?
Come here. Come on. Why do you always show me your teeth?
If there's one thing that...
Why are you
chicks,
so big?
Good thing about chicks' dogs, they're not barkers.
Yeah.
And Ruby lets you hold her like her baby.
She does. It is funny. What Chick says, he literally picks her up and takes her to bed every night.
Yeah, she stands there
at
until he
spot.
Picks her up.
Yeah.
And takes her to bed. I used to do that,
and
too.
She puts one paw, like, on his cheek.
She is very compassionate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not compassionate. What do I want to say?
Passionate? Compassionate.
Lustful?
What?
Like, when you're, like, physically show love.
Compassionate, right?
I would say
not
lovey.
Not in a biblical sense.
Lovey is
lovey,
kind of how
she's
I would
lovey.
Put it. She's very lovey.
She's very, look, she just, aw.
She's sweet.
Ruby dog, I'm going to be covered in this hair.
Well, this time of year, they don't shed as much, right?
Mm. She's growing her coat thick.
Yeah.
I had to trim Nora, so I got her a little fur jacket.
Is she here?
No, she's at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's too cold.
It's too cold. And she's a little barker. When she can't get to me, she gets very upset.
Yeah.
She's a protector.
She loves her big buddies, though.
She's punched me in the face.
Oh, yeah. She loves Ruby a monkey. She's just licking and hugging Jess. She's literally hugging Jess.
Yeah, she has her
her paws are wrapped
around both sides of my neck. Stop.
She's licking.
Just give me tongue.
What are you saying? You don't like tongue?
We're not that close.
Rubenstein.
Not girl on girl.
There's Daddy.
What are all Ruby's nicknames? Rubenstein? Rubik's Cube?
Ruby, Ruby, Roo.
Ruby, Ruby, Roo.
Where are you?
Oh, that's just the song.
I made it up.
Ruby Sue was what I called her.
Ruby Sue, we use that. The Rubinator.
We were talking before we got here, Chick, that if they had... Because stuff seemed to be a little bit messed up in here. We didn't know if the dogs were doing their own podcast.
Oh, my God. You know, I will come around the corner in the morning, and I will hear them whispering about me.
You do?
What are you thinking?
Jeff has a podcast idea for dogs, or show idea.
A show idea. It's a parody of Parks and Rec called Barks and Rec, and they just put dogs in those costumes of those characters.
That's
and
right.
Little wigs.
Uh-huh. Dogs recreating, and wigs. And here's...
And now the monster's here. Lay down.
A little Leslie Knope.
Lay down. Mm-hmm. Canope.
Wasn't little Nora Jones in here Monday?
Yeah, she was in here on Monday.
Yeah, see? They want fair time.
You guys, I can't concentrate. You need too much love.
Look at her ears. Watch. Boop, boop, Say it again.
Ruby. Ruby. What?
Boop. Boop.
They're like radar dishes. Yeah. I had no idea that these dogs are so lovable. These Australian chihuahuas.
She just hugged me. Gave me tongue.
Oh, gosh. She is
she did.
That's love.
That's love. Tongue is love.
Likes that.
That's my new t-shirt.
Tongue is love.
Tongue is love.
That would
like
sell.
That she's gone.
That would sell.
Tongue is love? Sure.
Yeah. That's our new Chick good. McGee Show t-shirt.
Make it in Latin.
Tongue is... Oh.
Go. Out.
I don't
Thank
know any
you.
Latin.
You'll be back. You'll be called when you're guests.
Thank you.
They turned around and looked at me like they knew what I was.
I had a dog named Robert, and I always called him Roberto De Janeiro.
I love that.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Bobby.
But he went to live on a lesbian farm.
But before that...
Oh, yeah.
He ate my couch.
He ate the couch.
Ate a hole in the couch. Like, he was digging a hole for a bone. He ate down to the carpet of...
I've heard that dogs
Yeah.
can eat a couch.
To the bone.
Was he more of a puppy?
Yeah, he was a year old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the first couple years,
he's a beagle mix.
Yeah. That must be part dog because I can really bury a bone, too.
He buries that bone. He sure like the bone.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you guys?
Jeff, you're a big, you like to make
pick,
out.
Big
right?
proponent of boning.
Tongue is love making out.
Big salivator, right?
Oh, no, I am. I have an overactive salivatory gland.
Oh, that's right. We've explored this on a previous podcast. You're full of the juices of life.
Do you have a name for that? For your glands?
Just my disability.
Salvatore Dali?
Yeah, no. I just call it my disability, and then they go, okay. All right. So I get
what do you call your disability?
It's an overactive salivatory gland. But I just,
is that true?
Yeah, no, no, yeah.
Is like it Salvatore or salivatory?
Salvatory.
Yeah.
Salvatory.
I think you're missing a syllable.
I have an uncle Salvatore.
Yeah, I just take syllables out. I'm from Kentucky.
Really?
We just take syllables out.
No, I don't.
But no, when I go to the dentist, like they have to put like a million pounds of gauze in my mouth.
When you go to dad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How does that benefit in your love life?
Well, making out is always a struggle.
Do you have to take those gauze and shove them?
Yeah, I can't be on top making out or else it just gravity.
Are you serious?
And I'll have to like stop and like wipe my mouth every once in a while. Sorry.
I've had a little trouble with my nose running. That happens sometimes. Yeah, if I get too excited, my
That's
nose
worse.
Starts
yeah.
running. It's really awkward.
It's like an allergy.
Yeah, it's like I'm allergic to pleasure. And that all makes sense now.
It does.
They put up a picture of me when I was 2 years old with my stuffed monkey.
We saw that.
Did the monkey have a name?
I don't remember. I don't think so. Okay. But everything, I got to looking at the picture, and you know how you can look at pictures now. I mean, you can look right at it. There's oranges. I remembered all this insane stuff my family did. There's oranges. They put oranges under the tree for Christmas for
That's
some reason.
That's a very normal thing.
Yeah. Is that a...
Yeah. That is a very...
I've never heard of this before my family did.
No, because oranges were like a delicacy almost. Like you didn't have those up here in the Midwest. And
back
so it was like a treat. It was like candy.
Especially in December.
Yeah, and they would put them in your stockings.
Back in the 30s when I was a kid, yeah. They put them in your stocking and they had walnuts that they would put everywhere too.
I'm not sure about the walnuts. Maybe that was something quick to throw at you later if you got under the tree.
But here's something, and regular podcasters from the Off the Air show into this one, I just realized something today. You ever start talking and then realize, oh, shit, that's significant. I don't like living in houses with two stories because the sound of someone coming up the stairs makes me really nervous.
Really?
And I'd never realized that until this morning.
We need to put some carpet on your stairs then.
He's got four stairs. It's not.
These four. Yeah, yeah. No. I'm saying downstairs.
To the
garage.
Oh, to the massive
the
basement.
Car hole.
Yeah, the car hole.
Because when she was coming up them stairs, she was going to beat some ass, and it was most often mine. Yeah, I didn't realize that until this morning.
Let's start the podcast.
Yeah, let's do that on that happy thought, shall we? Welcome to the Chick McGee Show. This is Macy Gray. Beautiful sound. I try to say goodbye. I wear goggles when you are not here.
I don't know if that's what she says.
I'm pretty sure.
I just assumed it was. Oh, yeah, goggles. Yeah, okay.
It's the Chick McGee Show. The countdown to Christmas has begun. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert. JeffVibbert.com.
A snowman.
I said I was listening to Macy Gray on the way here. I was listening to Beauty in the World.
There's one about where she's boning all afternoon. Remember that one?
I'm boning all afternoon and I try to choke and I stumble.
I think her biggest song is I Try. Is that fair?
Yes, it's I Try. That's it. Yeah, play I Try.
Is that about sex?
Never heard it.
No, not that one.
Oh, this one.
Is it, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the one.
She's like stumbling through the video. Do you remember this?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, she's.
Isn't she wearing a fur coat?
I think so. I think she's still wearing that fur coat. She is on an episode of the new Fuller House.
Really?
She makes a cameo.
Weren't there only like four episodes of that?
No, there's a second season.
Second season?
There's coming up a second season. I think there were like 9 episodes in the first season.
I heard it was really bad.
I've only watched it 5 times.
Did you see the first one? Yeah, it's really
bad. Comes Full House. Full House is amazing. I walk away and I stumble.
Just don't know.
I wear goggles when you're not.
That's what she said.
It kind of sounded like what it was.
Okay, plate.
This was 1998.
I was at Wiley's in Dayton, and I was at a bar across the street, and the song Caligula by Macy Gray was playing, and there was this one gentleman dancing.
Who knew all the words.
All by himself on the dance floor, just grooving. And it's really a good song, actually, but it's about sexing in the afternoon or whatever.
Only in the afternoon?
Sexing, I think. I don't know if she's...
It's a fairly new...
Well, I don't know. I've got it over here. I try to walk away.
And how
it was,
how did
99,
he dance to
it? It was 99. I just thought it was 99.
He was just, you know, moving like guys dance when they're by themselves on the floor.
I would love to see, though. Can you?
No,
what, just, I don't have to. Oh.
Just like this.
By himself?
Know. Yeah. He was just.
Guys dance with their elbows tucked?
Well, yeah.
Are you sure?
He made it look really cool, though. He was just doing one of these. Shit. You know?
Are you taking my picture or my video?
I heard a doorbell.
A special guest is here.
I bet it's Ruby.
Yeah.
You think Ruby's heard the doorbell?
Let's fuck up their podcast.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I found it.
Oh. What is it? Caligula?
That's it. Caligula. Caligula.
Ooh, I like it.
What's Caligula?
He was an emperor of Rome. And...
It's not. It's something to do with porn.
It was a really dirty movie that Penthouse made back in the '80s.
Oh.
I think Caligula was known for his
thing,
sex habits.
When you ball me that way.
Oh, so that's why it's associated with his habits or his the size of his.
No, I don't know if they know the size of it. Unless there's one of those like old timey busts of it.
It's good. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah. With a little olive branch. Yeah,
he was just enjoying himself, just dancing. And I go, I wonder what this song is.
This is her first album.
Yeah.
It's about 20 years old.
Oh shit, that might be
kind of girly.
That might be an expensive package. I gotta get that up. You know, have you seen these people? Who come up and take packages off your front porch.
Isn't that crazy?
It's not. They walk right up and take them off the porch. Yep. And all these people have doorbell cameras and stuff, and they don't know it.
Yeah.
Who the hell would do that?
You're looking at them. Felony is my middle name. You know what bothers me?
Talk to me.
When people go, I just would have done better in the 1950s. That's just such a much better time. Like Jess was saying, people would get oranges in their stocking and get excited about it. We have iPods and iPhones now, not oranges. So how about you just enjoy where you're at right now?
I tell you what, though. If I could do one thing different, I would go back in time a little bit and have my kids without a cell phone.
Oh, God,
I can't change that now, but... For them to live in an era where they didn't have one,
right? I grew up without a cell phone.
I would be curious to see how life would.
I think it would definitely be
different, and they would be a little different kids because they would have to find other things to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree.
And I'm on
that.
The verge of taking it away now and then and making them go do stuff.
I've been doing that lately. Like the, Just turn them in. I'll just like randomly yell, just turn in your phone.
Turn them in.
Turn them in. So I keep them and I keep them in my room at night because if I wake Max up for school and he has his phone to look at, which I'm guilty of too, like I can like start scrolling and looking and then he's late for school. And so it's like just
it doesn't happen very often, but I've noticed that he has.
Are you going to rat him out?
An incredibly creative streak is what I was going to say.
Oh.
McGee ain't no snitch.
I ain't no snitch. Snitches get stitches. Am I right?
Is that what they say?
Narc!
Let's see, December 8th. What do we know about December 8th?
It's Bodhi. How do you say that tree? B-O-D-H-I.
It's Is it a Buddhist body? Thing? See, body. I should know about
it. It's like Bodhi.
Bodhi?
Bodhi?
My yeah, body. It's actually where...
what does that mean?
It's where Buddha went and sat underneath the tree.
Sat underneath the tree. That's exactly right.
And that's where he found enlightenment.
An you apple know, fell on his head and he found gravity.
No, that's Buddha Newton. That's oh. a different...
Different Buddha. There's many.
Gravity!
Gravity!
Gravity! Oh, I nailed that one.
That was
I nailed that one.
Damn.
You know, Buddha lost everything, and that's when you can have anything. Oh, oh. You can't have anything until you lose everything. And that means he got really, really skinny. This is true.
I'm pretty close to having everything.
Because that's one big objection that people say, oh, you think you're a Buddhist, blah, blah, blah. You think, oh, he's kind of a fat god, wasn't he, or something like that. And I don't think that's fair. After he found enlightenment and found happiness, he had a little dinner.
But he didn't get any exercise after that because it was all right here, right? He just found the happiness.
And another thing that you'll notice is yeah. that depending on how he's holding his hands, the Buddha.
It's not necessarily the Buddha either. I think that you get your gods a little mixed up. Buddha wasn't a god necessarily.
Buddha, you know what?
Buddha was like Jesus. He was just a cool fucking guy.
That's why this is a secret for just the podcast listeners and anyone else maybe listening to the show that'll bring this up later, you know, in somebody's review or something. But that's where the word buddy comes from.
Oh.
Buddha.
Really?
Buddha. Yeah,
hey,
Buddha.
Buddy.
That's why I like being called the sports buddy. But I'm not telling anybody that because they'll take it away from me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. That's exactly right. Am I right?
That's the only way you've accepted that and allowed it to continue.
Yeah. As long as I go, oh, come on, don't call me back. Nope, we're doing it. So what the hell ever.
So where did the term, how about that booty, come from?
All
is that because
booty.
Buddha had a big butt?
Mrs. He did. Booty. Mrs. How, where Mrs. did booty come from? That's it. December 8th should be.
That's a song. What is it? Miss New Booty. Do you remember that song?
Miss New Booty?
Miss New Booty. Booty. Mm-hmm. Why? Something like that. Really? I don't know. I got to get the beat in my head. Hang on.
Halen and I were talking about our butts yesterday on the podcast.
Take it
or
together.
Not on the podcast.
Bring it back, dude.
We didn't.
Oh, yeah, you
we
were.
We didn't do a podcast.
Yeah, there it was. Yeah.
Jeff,
I was in
Jeff
the middle
just,
of it.
Jeff just listened.
Caitlin said, Jess, you have one of those butts that.
She goes, did you put anything in your butt?
You can't poke a pencil into it. And I was like, I don't
know
what that means. College pot.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Miss New Booty.
Bring it back to me.
All right, who is this?
Bubba Sparks.
Oh, my God.
I never heard of him.
In the beginning, he goes, College Park, Bubba Sparks.
Booty, 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 booty.
At the very beginning?
Yeah.
College Park, Bubba Sparks. Yeah. Booty, 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 rocking
everywhere. Booty, booty, booty. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing, Jeff.
Can you imagine sitting down? Like, when I write something for stand-up, I sit down at my kitchen table. This guy sat down and went, booty, 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 rocking everywhere. I think I found you, Miss New Booty.
No, maybe he was like, rocking somewhere. No, that's not it. Rocking everywhere. It's more the feel, the cadence, the rhythm of what he's saying than...
Rocking anywhere?
Than, no, that's not it.
Everywhere.
That's it! Bingo! Do they have a trend thing on Instagram, or is it just
the Explorer or whatever?
What is it?
I think you go to the magnifying glass.
Oh, okay.
And then,
what are you looking for?
Just stuff going on today. You know, yeah. December 8th, 2016.
Okay, this is what we were talking about before. Jeff said Caitlin said something about sticking a pencil in my butt. That's okay. Not what she said. There is this.
What part of
you have
the
an
butt
elevated butt?
Yeah, she said she thought that I had something in my butt that makes it stick out like
something.
That.
Something sort of augmented.
Augmented.
The Kardashians all have implants.
Fake butts.
Yeah.
But actually, what the pencil test? It's that you can do the same thing with your breasts that you do with your butt. If you can hold a pencil underneath your butt cheek, then you have too much sag. You need to do some, you know.
The SAG Awards?
The SAG Awards. No, that's not the
SAG Awards. Oh. Screen Actors Guild.
Wait, there needs to be a gap between your cracks?
Not a gap.
No, this part.
Right here.
This part.
See, this is.
Oh, sure. Standing up.
If you can hold a pencil right there.
Here, then
Got it. Got it.
In the same way, if you can hold a pencil under your boobs, that's not good either.
Oh, they're not perky enough.
They're sagging too much.
They're sagging. Yeah.
Even if you stick your chest out.
I don't know.
Stick your chest out. Handle it.
Never mind.
Yeah. But yeah. That's it. That's it about my butt.
Why don't you tell people where you can find your
my butt?
Your YouTube with you and Kayla.
It's right there.
It's Blonde on Brunette.
Do a little search of that. You know, it'll
search
come,
that.
It'll
does she have right a new up. Job?
She does.
Like, quote, at the mall?
Kind of.
Okay. We can talk about it later.
Yeah.
She works at Wetzel's Pretzels. And she knows how to make a pretzel.
Okay.
Okay. And who's better, Wetzel's or did they run out Annie's?
I like Annie's better. There's a
turf war. I like Annie's better. Yeah, I do too.
It's going harder than
it
ever.
It is a turf war, though, yeah. Right? It's like Avon Barksdale.
Yes.
And what was that kid's name? The other one, the rival gang.
Avon has the towers.
On the
starts
wire.
With an M, right?
Like Myron or
I have no idea what you guys are talking.
Shit,
about.
We're talking about the Wire.
The Wire.
I should
have. Hey, everybody lives by a code. You gotta have a code, man.
That's right.
Mine is Wetzel's Pretzels.
You play the game. You play the game, or the game plays you.
So chicken about. A week from tomorrow, yep. And then a week from Saturday. You and I are having surgeries.
Yes, we are, both of us. You guys,
are you having yours on Saturday too?
I'm Friday.
You're
actually.
Friday.
Yeah, knee. My fourth one on my knee. Thank you.
Holy are you going to go ahead? And are you taking time off?
I don't have to. The show's over.
No, I mean, are you taking time off when the show comes back?
No, because it's like 16 days later, 17 days later.
Are you going to be on a scooter? One of those little scooters?
No, I'll be fine.
Wheelchair?
I'll be fine. I just got to really chill.
Crutches?
The rest of Friday,
fake
Saturday.
Leg?
No, I should be able to walk out, leg? Actually. Should be able to walk. Anyway, what I was getting at is, Chick, do you have something in your mind, in your queue, in your head for when you're doing nothing? What to watch? Are you going to binge watch
well,
a show?
Or? I've reached out to my buddy Joe Corey, my attorney, and I've asked him for some... He's pretty much the expert, even more than I am, light years ahead of me, on older movies and things like that. And I want to go back and pick up some stuff. That
really?
I would like to. My goal is, while I'm having my shoulder, I'm getting shoulder surgery on Saturday the 17th, and I'm going to be a big whiny baby, so I'm going to be isolated, except for Jeff is going to be in one room in case I pass out.
Right.
Unless he chickens out, which is totally understandable. I'm going to read one book. I've decided that's what I'm going to do.
What are you going to read?
I don't know.
One book over the whole time or one book?
I'm going to start out with one. You know, here's the thing about me, and I don't
like
biographies.
I have a book.
You have a book suggestion?
No, I have a book.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know why.
You don't know what your book's called?
No, I can't remember.
Then you don't have a book.
Why won't anybody read my book? I don't understand it.
I have a book for you called, I don't know if you've heard of it, The Holy Bible. No,
Bible.
My book is called The Four Agreements, and I just read it. And
oh, yes.
Four Agreements.
I bought a book off Amazon that you recommended, so I have a book
the
for
Alan
you.
The Alan Watts thing? Is that what
the
you
Alan
like?
Watts, becoming...
what is it called?
Be What You... Be Who You Are.
Oh, it's Daryl Hall and John Hoots.
Be Who You Are, even if it's a total monster, I think is what it's called.
Do What You Want, Be What You Are.
Is that true?
I added the monster thing. Oh. But no, yeah, it's an Alan Watts book. I know that. I know that much.
So I'm going to be sitting around, and I think I'm going to ask Joe to come over and spend an afternoon with me, hang out with Joe.
The Book of Joy.
The Book of Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you Sounds read? Like it's right it's, up my ass.
A synopsis of it?
It's the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu. And they,
Desmond Tutu.
Yeah, they. I think that they just kind of locked themselves in a room for like a period of time, and it's their conversations. And them
fought.
Yeah, beat the shit out of each other.
Only one man leaves alive.
Yeah, so I think I'm gonna get it. You can get a free sample on Google Play.
Oh, this must be the live version. Do What You Want.
Yeah, I don't know where the other one is.
What is this?
Daryl Hall Jones.
Oh my God, you may as well be playing the Eagles.
Uh oh, you better stop that. She's gonna be mad.
Take it back.
Yeah, sorry you like piano. Yeah, it's probably terrible for you to hear.
Tickle the Ivories.
You got any Drake on there?
Drizzy.
Do we call him Drizzy?
Oh, yeah, Drizzy. Drizzy Drake.
What is this thing with Doris Burke? You know what I'm saying?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Who's
but
Doris
I,
Burke?
He
ESPN.
He player. Was oh. he was wearing a Doris Burke t-shirt.
That oh, yeah.
I know he had to have it made, but Doris Burke is a wonderfully competent sideline reporter for ESPN. Yeah. However, she
does play-by-play.
And she does play-by-play, yeah.
Yeah, not just sideline reporter. She does play-by-play.
She is not... how do I put this without pissing a bunch of people off? Sometimes, sadly, even in 2016, some women are hired because of the way they look, and so they can put them on the website and put pictures of them up on the website and generate online traffic.
Can I take your pass and I'll score for you here? She's not as young and as attractive as most other people that you see that are newer, but she's very experienced.
She's attractive.
And very good.
I think she's pleasant
she's
to look
okay,
at.
But yeah. She's not
she's
as
very,
young.
She's very professional.
She's not
looking.
As young.
Yes.
She's professional.
I think
looking.
She's a wonderful. She's I don't know.
So why does he have a shirt of her?
But he.
It's complimentary, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
This is her. She seems okay, guys.
Where? Let me see.
That's from 1994.
That's
a while ago. Yeah, that's from 15 years ago. But my point is, no, he was at the Toronto Raptors, and they did a Drake night or something, and the shirt he chose to wear said Doris Burke, every woman crush every day or something like that.
That's more
her.
Accurate?
That's her. Yeah, that's her now.
She's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's just not your sideline reporter.
You know, she's not.
That yeah. Okay, so you mean they hired her based on her education and her experience?
Yes.
Disgusting.
That's insane.
See, I know.
You mean that wasn't because of her giant breasts or her long blonde hair extensions?
Or when she this opens her mouth, she licks her lips in a seductive way? Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you have the Drake t-shirt?
She's a beautiful
there?
Woman. This yeah, that is a cool shirt. I just saw that. Yeah.
Let me
yeah.
see.
Yeah,
woman
that's
crush
it.
Every day.
Woman crush every day at Doris Burke. And nobody can figure it out or what's going on. And
so he likes her.
And he likes her, obviously. And I don't know. It's just it gets back to my point that I made a couple of weeks ago, and
which is
people got upset at me, and I think
what's your point
by people? I mean, in this room, is there ever going to be a time in our lives, in our lifetime, where race won't be
or gender
will not be
or sexual orientation
a describing factor? Well, this black guy, I met this guy over there. Oh, he's a black guy. And you know what I'm
well,
trying
okay,
to say?
Well, okay, here's the thing. So if an African-American man walked into his house and he was like, I ran into this white guy today. Do you think that that's a part of the story if it's a white guy? Or do you think that, and if you said that to me, I would assume it was a white guy unless you specified otherwise. I don't right. know. I don't know. Right. I'm an Asian guy. I don't. What do you? I don't know.
I don't know.
Eventually, we're all going to be one race.
No, yeah, there actually
not
is,
in our
yeah.
lifetime, but
yeah, you
eventually,
can,
if we don't burn the earth up,
nah, I think that's going to happen
hippie.
Way before
hippie. Yeah, no, there's pictures of what we'll look like in like 2060, and
yeah,
we're all
I've seen
just
that,
like
yeah.
a blended
2060. That seems a little early.
That seems early.
Oh no,
I think it's tack on 100 years to that maybe. And
yeah.
Well, we're gonna start. Really up in the sex game in like 2030.
Did you see? I saw an article on the
up
BBC the other day
game.
Where C-sections are.
I saw this too.
Okay. C-sections are changing. Well, I mean, okay, so I'll just say it this way. When a woman has a C-section, it's usually for necessity, or I mean, well, actually, it's for preference too. Now, some people do it because they want
it's a
to.
It's a vanity issue, primarily, isn't it?
I mean, sometimes if it's scheduled, maybe I don't.
They
know.
Have to do a C-section to save the baby. Yeah.
Let me be clear. I am okay. not speaking from experience. I have never had a C-section. All of my births have been vaginal. So, with that said, they used to they would have C-sections because the mother and or the child were in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
Something was wrong. So. Say that the child's head was too large, and so now they have to have a C-section. Well, before, either the baby would die or the mother would die or all this. So this is changing. This is putting kids with giant heads in the gene pool. This is, and I don't mean this bad, but this is the example they used.
No, right.
This was an article you read where?
It's changing.
On the BBC.
It's changing evolution.
It's changing evolution. Yeah. By
medical things in –
Everything is changing.
By default,
yes.
Is changed our entire...
For the good or the... I mean, people are going to have bigger heads? Is that what... I'm miss...
That they're just saying that they're... So I know it sounds bad, and I don't mean that mean. And I could speak on behalf of big heads everywhere. My family is full of giant heads.
Well, we looked at the group pictures that we had, and you claimed you have a massive head.
Yes.
Yeah, she keeps claiming she has a...
That's true. I do.
No, it was the hair.
It's just because you have a million-watt smile. That's right. The thing about it.
That's what it is. It is changing evolution. So that
fit your smile on a normal-sized head. That's okay.
These children that regularly wouldn't survive are surviving now.
Okay, I need it. Did they say here. Of all C-sections, what percentage of them are because of big heads?
Well, it was like in 1950,
I'm gonna
30
look.
Out of every 100 or 1,000 were C-sections.
Were C-sections, and now it's up to 60? It wasn't that many.
It was like, it's now it's like 36 out of every 1,000.
Okay.
So it's growing.
36 ever? Oh, I think that's low.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's way low.
Hey, man, I'm just going with the BBC.
Now, my second daughter had the cord wrapped around her neck.
My last.
So that's why. That's why we had to go C-section. Yeah.
I wish someone would wrap a cord around my neck.
Oh, and it's incredible. I've said this before, but it's like, they come to you.
In the 1960s, 30 babies in 1,000 could not fit down the birth canal, but the ratio has now increased to 36 in 1,000 babies, according to an Australian study. More mothers need C-sections to deliver a baby due to their narrow pelvis.
Yeah, we're making bigger people.
Yeah. These women would not have been able to pass on their genes in the past. A narrow birth canal would cause the mother and or child to die in labor.
The next generation of kids are going to be
so, but would you agree that this is...
This is allowing women with narrow pelvises to gain foothold in the gene pool.
But is this playing God and having...
Yeah, what's
playing God? See, medicine, modern
I'm
medicine.
Just saying. Yeah.
Modern medicine is God. Like that's
I know,
what else
but
is there?
Isn't every scary movie I've ever seen? As soon as they start messing with natural selection and people that aren't supposed to,
you make dinosaurs and they take over the island.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're the best example here.
What am I talking about?
Your heart.
Oh, my heart. Yeah. No, I would have been dead 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Or, well, 15 years ago. And up to this point, I haven't even had a heart attack. Guy with my arteries would have died when they were 50. Yeah. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still walking the earth.
Like the dinosaurs.
I mean, they're in the business of keeping people ill, but keeping them alive. Dead person.
Oh man, you know what?
A dead person and a healthy person can do nothing for drug manufacturers.
I saw the most wonderful documentary, and I'll have the name of that as soon as I get do a little business here. And
if anybody else said that as much as you do, I would
I know.
Be so fucking annoyed.
Not, but you're not.
I'm
right?
not actually. Okay, no, good. Because I know you genuinely enjoy them. It's not like when someone goes, "I don't watch TV." I don't ever turn on.
Isn't that the shits?
TV.
Don't you just want to
yes,
strangle
you do,
them?
Motherfucker. You watch TV.
You watch TV, okay? Shut. Well, I watch my computer. All right.
Okay.
Screen. Let's change TV with screen.
I did not use that voice, by the way. I would just like to be clear.
I stream stuff.
You know what I do when I...
God damn it.
I think we all need a nap. Why don't we go jump into the... bed. It's called the Helix sleep bed. You need to get on one of these. You want to get rid of the yoga bed, right?
I want to get rid of said bed that I got. Actually, I'm doing
bed?
Good. I'm doing good.
Right, said bed.
I'm doing okay. But
you like the
tell
yoga
me about,
bed?
Tell me about this Helix. I have an option.
All right. You're unique.
Yes.
Jess, you have a giant head.
Oh.
Massive.
Matches my giant ass.
You don't walk like everyone else. You don't talk like, you don't think, you don't sleep like everybody else. So why is your mattress lined up a cookie cutter and this will fit you, this will fit me, this it because a truly customized mattress costs $5,000 to $10,000. Are you hearing me?
Oh,
that was until now. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and they will run. We're doing this after the podcast today.
I'm buying a bed.
Listen, go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions. Helix runs a 3D biomechanical model of your body through the proprietary algorithms that develops with the help from the world's leading ergonomics and biomechanics experts. Those are sleep scientists. And the result, it spits out the most comfortable mattress you've ever slept on. Helix customers report a 30% improvement in overall sleep quality. That's giant. That's huge. And for couples, they customize each side of the Helix mattress to fit each sleeping person. Your mattress arrives at your door
that's
in about a
amazing.
Week.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
This is my side. This is your side. Oh, well,
don't touch my side.
Don't touch my
side.
Don't
breathe my air.
This.
Nope, my
because
air.
That side of the bed was made for me. That's right. It arrives at your door in about a week and shipping completely free. That's why everyone from GQ Magazine to Forbes, they're all talking about Helix Sleep. You have 100 nights to try it out. You can try it out. What do you got to lose? Nothing. Except more. You'll lose your sleepless nights. That's what's going to happen. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free and give you a full refund. No questions asked. Go to helixsleep.com. Here's the deal. Ready? Mm-hmm. helixsleep.com/podcast. Show the Chick McGee Show some love and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/podcast. helixsleep.com/podcast. Do it today.
Love it.
Now, the documentary I'm thinking about is called, his first one was Bigger, Stronger, Faster. It's about steroids.
Oh, yeah.
And sure. The dangerous steroids, and he's a weightlifter. His whole family's a weightlifter. Mm-hmm. But then his next documentary was about big pharmacy. Mm-hmm. Or what do they call it? Big Farm?
Big, yeah, farm.
Big Farm. Big Farm. And how there is some truth. And I thought, that can't be true. There is some – because now, because I've been dealing with chronic pain, and I'm doing the best I can, but one of the problems you went into – hush – is that
–
when you start to take anything with oxycodone or hydrocodone, you're, mm-hmm. You stop going to the bathroom in a major way.
Oh, yeah.
So they have invented something that's beyond laxatives, that's a new medicine that can help you go to the bathroom so you can help dealing. So when you say something like the pharmacies are they get you sick, then they heal you, then they get you sick. Well, here's something for your pain, which is amazing and wonderful, and mm-hmm. It stops your pain, but it stops your bowels. Well, here's something for your bowels so you can keep – you know what? I mean, it's
– it's the exact same. It's a, it's they're exact, going – yeah. It's they give you a medicine to treat whatever ails you, and then they give you medicine for the side effects of the medicine for what was ailing you. And exactly. It's just – and then next thing you know, you need a new liver.
There's always a market for feeling good.
I don't need no
it's going to happen.
Doctor,
so let's –
because I know what's ailing me.
Start with your diet, people.
All right. We'll be back with that and more right here on The Chick McGee Show, a Podcast One production. I'm voguing. Is this Vogue? Is this the European Vogue?
Vogue. Vogue.
I'm doing it too fast, aren't I? Mm-hmm. Was she just on James Corden? Did I see that?
Yes.
Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she, did you
she
see?
Was crazy. Bless
her, did you see? Bless her heart. She wore sunglasses. I think she was very, very.
Yeah, Madonna's
aware.
Eyes probably don't.
She's got a lot of stuff going on in her face.
Is this Madonna?
No. Uh-uh. But I wish it. I don't know. I've never heard this song. I just went by the title.
Does it have lyrics?
I don't know.
What's
by the
title?
Name of it, I wish it would have. Here we go.
Is that a water?
Traffic and weather together coming up on the 8th. WCOL Columbus. We'll check it with Jeff Vivert in sports. Jess Hooker is going to have tonight's entertainment scene.
Listen. I don't know.
Oh, I recognize this.
No, you don't.
I don't? Da-da.
Da-da. Da-da. Like from something else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it? What's the name of the song?
The name of this song, it's from a band called Magic Hats.
Oh, I love that beer.
Chick loves that beer.
Yeah.
And the name of the song that apparently doesn't have any lyrics.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Is called Tongue Licker.
Tongue Licker. Is your tongue licking itself?
I remember.
Here's an interesting fact.
I remember the first time a guy sucked my tongue when we were making out, and I was so disgusted. Like, that was a thing, and I was like, what are you doing?
Welcome back to the Chick McGee Show, part two.
What do you mean?
Well, that have you ever heard this?
Your tongue, like,
that's what he said. He was like, have you ever sucked tongues? And I was like, Ed, no. That's
his
disgusting.
Name was Ed?
I was like, that was,
no.
Isn't that gross? That sounds gross. It's kinda gross. It's like sucking on an eel or something.
Yeah.
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 What is it about that?
Sucking on an eel?
No, sucking on a tongue. It's really, really kind of cool. Ew, if it's the right tongue. No?
I don't like it.
No, you don't like it at all.
Hard pass.
You don't touch tongues?
Yeah, touch tongues. Our tongues will wrestle, but I'm not sucking on anything. I'm not sucking tongues.
Wrestle away.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What was I going to say now?
Our next t-shirt, tongue wrestler.
Did you know?
It's a little tongue in a singlet.
Here's something. with little arms?
Yeah, yeah.
Tongue is
making
low.
The strong pose?
You got to be careful with the tongue picture. It can look like a dick pic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only way.
Now I'm thinking of a dick in a singlet.
Yep. We all were.
The only way. Did I welcome everybody back to Chick McGee Show?
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Thank
the
you.
Only way you can tickle yourself.
Easy.
It's possible. Uh-huh. But with your tongue. That's what you're doing when you touch the roof of your mouth with your tongue.
That's tickling?
That's tickling.
It does tickle.
It does. Mine doesn't tickle right now, but sometimes it does. But that's how I try to itch if my throat itches in the back.
And you try to get back there. And
it's ticklish if you like rub the back of your neck.
But what if you swallowed your tongue?
That's not possible.
Well, yeah, you've got to put a wallet in a guy's mouth or swallow his tongue, right?
Nah, okay. That's the last thing you're supposed to do when someone has a seizure is stick something in their mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I heard you're supposed to yell at them. Hey!
Hey, stop doing that!
And it's all better.
Hey! That looks scary. Don't do that anymore.
It's been weird. I haven't, that memory I had this morning about I don't like stairs in houses.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't like when people yell at you?
I don't like stop when people yell at me. No,
stop doing! Don't do that. You're doing it wrong.
No, that's why you know you're fighting through. Oh, you're gonna cry. You're gonna be up. Stop it! Stop it right now! Stop crying right now! But I'm sad. Why can't I cry when I'm sad? So
you know, but sometimes
I'm overreact.
I'm not gonna sympathize with your mother, but I am gonna say
your mother.
There's a possibility that you may have overreacted slightly sometimes to where her saying maybe Chucky, you should stop crying. Do you think that's possible?
What's happening?
Well, here's the first problem.
What the fuck?
She said Chucky.
That's what she called you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what she called me.
Yeah. You know,
but he doesn't like that.
I don't like that.
I know, but how did you hear how I said it? Didn't sound so bad, did it?
Well, I don't even like, I don't like Chuck. I don't like Chuck anymore.
I don't like Chuck either. That's one of my least favorite male names.
And I don't care for Chuck Todd. And I think that's why.
Who's Chuck Todd?
Oh, he's the
NBC.
I
want to tell you, he's okay.
Yeah, he's smarmy.
I don't like his hairdo.
Smarmy.
I wish he
had that too.
I wish he'd figure out something with his hair.
Speaking of hair,
is it the guy on Face the Nation?
Our good friend Joe Buck has
Joe Buck.
Yeah, is that his name
from Fox?
Joe Buck.
Fox
Podcast.
Yeah, from the NFL guy. Yeah,
he's a good guy.
Not necessarily our friend, but you know.
I know someone who was like roommates with him in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Jason and I are having all these weird.
Was he into some weird stuff?
No, but his hair is such. As our real friend, Greg Hahn would say, an amazing shade of fake.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is, somehow it's brown, but it's not a real brown
when he does
hair
it,
color.
Especially when he has his beard.
Yes.
Because nothing matches.
Yes, it's so bizarre.
He was addicted to hair implants.
Yeah, and almost lost his larynx.
Whoa, really? Who was it? What?
I don't
who?
Know
Joe
true.
Buck. He like,
you guys don't know this.
He paralyzed his vocal cords because he was getting hair implants, so many hair implants.
Something happened with the hair implants that affected his vocal cord, and he almost lost his career completely.
Come on.
No,
we talked, Chick,
this
we talked about this during
we
the whole series.
So weird that Chick and I have not heard of this.
Yeah, yes, it's this happened.
1,000% true.
How long ago?
This has got Mandela
within the last year. Within the last year, he's talked about it.
The story came out recently, but it happened, I think, like 8 years ago or something like that.
Really, I'm looking it up.
Where he's like, I was addicted to hair implants. You ever sucked a dick for a hair implant?
I think that's where the story is wrong.
What are we supposed
to
believe?
I'm intrigued. Wait a minute. What's your name?
I know Joe Buck got married.
Are you
recently.
Joe Buck?
He did.
He did?
A couple years ago, I thought.
Joe Buck reveals implant. How hair replacement almost ended his career. SportsIllustrated.com.
Here's Jess with that entertainment story. Jess, go right ahead.
You promised it.
I promised it. You'll get it. Here's Jess with the latest on Joe Buck.
It's absolutely true.
He's got a book called
this
Lucky
is like
Bastard.
Fox Sports announcer Joe Buck feared his broadcasting career 5 years ago when he suffered a paralyzed left vocal cord. The ailment struck him a few weeks before the start of the 2011 baseball season.
He's got a book out now. That's probably what
this is like when Rush Limbaugh was hooked on Oxy, and it made him go deaf. And then he had to have cochlear implants or some kind of thing like
that. Yes, that's exactly right. And you remember how bad those shows – I mean, not that you listen much, but you heard about it, and you go listen to Rush Limbaugh.
And it was
uncomfortable.
He was changing the way he was
– Joe Buck says, broadcasting is a brutal, often unfair business where looks are valued more than skills. I was worried that if I lost my hair, I would lose my job.
All right. Now, wait
a minute. That's bullshit. Yeah. It was vanity, pure vanity. Absolutely, I just told myself I was doing it for TV.
Buck underwent his eighth hair replacement procedure. I think I look better with more hair. Okay. Be honest about it, right?
Do you want me to finish the story?
Yeah, I
guess. Here's Jess with entertainment.
Buck underwent his eighth hair replacement procedure right before the 2011 baseball season, but something went wrong during the six-hour-plus procedure. When he woke up from the anesthetic, Buck could not speak.
Ooh.
He believes his vocal cord was paralyzed because of a cuff the surgery center used to protect him during the procedure.
Or the intubate, right, when they intubate you? That's possible.
I don't know what that was.
I know what you're saying. When they put the thing down your throat.
They squeeze the bag?
Yeah. I feel bad for him now because the first of the year when I lost my voice, man, that is, I mean, you start to, you know, oh my God, what if my voice doesn't come back? I don't have any skills. I can't. But then I read a quote, If the first thing out of your mouth, when somebody says, describe yourself, if the first thing has something to do with your job, you need to reassess your life.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's about being like a father or a mother?
I think that's what it, yeah, you're more than what you are at your job, I guess, was the point. You're a person overall instead of how you make money.
But even if, what if you say, oh, I'm a father or I'm a mother? Isn't that kind of a job? You know what I mean? It is a job.
That's what I don't know. But that's – I just told someone yesterday that my kids are basically the reason I'm on the planet. And mm-hmm. I don't feel bad about that. I don't – and I'm not using – I'm also not like playing the martyr here either and going down that road. But literally they – I was put on this planet because they have bigger purposes, and I'm the person to help them figure out what those purposes are.
So you don't think you had a big purpose? Or
my big purpose is them.
Yeah.
Their purpose is bigger than mine, and I am such a great aid when it comes to building people up and helping them discover their better selves. That's what I'm here for them.
So is your parents' purpose you?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, I just no.
Absolutely not. Yeah. You know
Many
what their
years
purpose
of burden
was? Their purpose was... Their purpose was to show me what to be and what not to be
mm-hmm.
so that I could be the parent that I am.
By example.
By example.
And them not even knowing they were showing you an example.
No, absolutely. And I mean, they were fine parents. They were great parents, and I have relationships with them today, but it's different. Everybody says this, you want better for your children than you had. I had a great childhood. I don't regret any of it. It wasn't ideal sometimes, but that's not bad. But
when's
I think
the last
that
time we had your mom on the podcast? We should probably
leave. Leave. No, really. I don't care if it's yours podcast or not. You should
this
leave.
Is my house. Just go
to your crate.
Should I go?
go to your crate.
Go to the crate.
No, it's not. I don't know. I feel like.
Oh, this is going to be. But I want. I have to ask this question.
Go.
And I'll answer it. But I benefit from both my parents being dead. But I. Do you think? No. Uh-huh. In answering this question, how I benefit?
Sorry, go
although ahead. I don't know if I'd benefit if
I'll be
one of
honest.
Still alive.
I don't. I'm not. My parents. Think, if I say anything that offends them, it's only because it's the truth. That's what offends people.
Yeah, oh, the truth.
I don't.
That's
truth,
my whole life.
Yeah,
the truth like, will I kick you in the ass.
True.
Yeah. No. Do you think? Oh, I'm going to ask everybody this. Do you think? I will say I would be friends with my father, but I don't think I'd be friends with my mom. Plain and simple.
Sure.
Do you think you would be friend if you weren't? Other than the age difference, obviously, and in my case and Jess's case, the age difference isn't that large. I mean, Jeff could be my son easily, but mm-hmm. do you think you would be friends with your mom or your dad, or both, or maybe you'd get along or hang out with them? If they weren't your mom and dad, would you get along with your mom and dad?
I think I would get along with them only because I know exactly how to talk to different kinds of people. And I'm very, maybe that's what their purpose was in being my parents is that you couldn't have two more opposite people on the planet. And I think that it was just, it taught me how to talk to people and communicate with people that are so completely different. I don't think I would be friends with either one of my parents. I would be acquaintances. I would be polite, but I don't have many. I don't know. I'm not out looking for friends.
How many?
Does that sound? I don't.
No. I agree with you. I agree with you, and then I would even add on. If I knew my mom, she probably would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
Not being her son, there's parts of her that just like that drive me nuts.
All right.
But she's my mom.
I could say that about my best friend in the world. There's stuff about my best friend that makes me crazy.
What is it though about that you hang in there? This is my friend, no matter what they do. You know, I feel that way about David, and I feel that way about Billy. I mean, my high school friends,
and they're fine people. They don't do a lot of terrible things.
No. But exactly. But if they would, I guess they never have hurt my feelings or anything. You know, I mean, the three of us have never had a giant, huge problem with another of the other ones. So that would go, gee, I don't think I can be his friend anymore. I mean, that's never happened.
I don't know. I feel like there's something. If I give up on you as a person, you really had to fuck up.
Yeah. I agree.
You really had to do something huge. Like, if we're friends and you did something that hurt my feelings, I'm going to be on hiatus for a couple weeks, but I forget stuff like that. I don't like to remember being wronged. I don't carry a grudge.
Unless you're a comedian.
Right. You mean against comedians? Yeah, that's true. Oh, I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
All of your grudges are held up in comedians.
All of my grudges.
Which is good. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
it's
I was going to say,
for
Ian,
your friends.
It's all very, that's all very tangible reasons.
Well,
absolutely. Very tangible.
Yeah.
Do you find that the older you get, because I'm finding this in my case, the older you get, the less you have to be upset about, or the fewer things upset you, and the intensity of that being upset, if that's the right words I want. But
I almost feel the opposite.
Oh, really?
Because
I'm with you,
as I'm getting older, I'm like, I'm not putting up with that.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a great example.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I'd have done that 10 years ago.
I think as you get older, you have more to be upset about, but you just don't care as much.
You pick and choose.
Yeah, you pick and choose.
I was going to say, and
it's more intense to what it is you choose.
Right. And it's not necessarily getting upset. It's standing up for yourself.
Yeah.
You're not, I mean, like, you're aggravated, but you're finally at a point where you're like, no, I don't have to take this. I don't have to take this abuse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
That's a tough one.
Before you guys came in here, Jason and I were talking about, like, I had a really shitty weekend and just, like, emotionally and just, I had a shit weekend.
It was a shit show.
It was a shit show.
And even early this week, I mean, Monday
was bad. Oh, Monday was bad.
And
yeah.
Tuesday?
Like, I just, yeah. So what was yesterday? Wednesday?
What day
Wednesday.
Did you tweet, today is hard?
Today is hard.
That was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was rough. I had a really rough, there's some shit that happened and I didn't feel like I could recover. But I told Jason, I said, and at that same time, my sciatic nerve messed up.
Mm.
And I feel like when I get upset, when I get upset, like whatever's upsetting me, like finds a place in my body and literally becomes a pain in my ass. And that's what it is.
Where do you think that came from? Absolutely.
Yeah. And
your
so that's what it is.
Your brain will raise havoc with your body.
Oh my gosh. And I was
absolutely.
Like I was, and I haven't done this in a long time, where you just cry. I mean, like cry and cry, and I cried and I cried. My eyes were still swollen when I came in on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't stop crying.
You cry.
And I cried.
And then you cry again.
And then you cry again. And I cried. And I felt
Stop crying.
And I felt like that heartache feeling in my chest. Do you remember that feeling? Like that feeling of like someone like holding
That's why they call it a heartache.
Yeah, it literally oh my God.
I think I remember
it
a little
hurt.
Bit.
It hurt. It hurt in my guts. I wanted to puke. It was bad. It was just bad time.
We didn't get around to Jeff answering your question.
Oh, sorry.
Would you be friends with your mother or your father, both or neither?
I'd be friends with my dad, I think, and then my mom, probably not.
Yeah.
My mom's too much of a cop. We don't have much in common.
Yeah.
She's a cop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a narc.
A shrimp cop.
She inspects shrimp.
Oh, gosh. The shrimp days are coming, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Christmas is right around the corner. We'll have a nice shrimp meat tray.
Can we send Karen a shrimp basket for for the holidays.
That would be amazing. Yeah. No, she's very nice, but she's just...
You're just different.
Yeah, we don't have the same interests.
Mm-hmm.
But she's your mother.
Yeah.
And you talk to her. I live with her. Love her. Yep. And, yeah.
Not live with her now.
Yeah.
Well, for
someday.
Now. Someday I'll be back in there. Someday very soon. But yeah, no. And I think being a guy, like my dad and I can... You can always fall back on sports with the guys.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you see that game?
Yeah. Sports and puss. You can always talk about that.
Oh, yeah. 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 Just
I hate when you say that.
Smashing this.
How about that dank, huh, Pops?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Talk dank or them? Yeah. He has a long hair. He was probably a hippie back in the day. Damn hippies. I'm so glad I'm not a hippie. I
have hippie qualities.
I do,
for
too.
Sure.
Yeah, but I just don't like the hippies that are hippies.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
The hippies that are hippies.
What did Caitlin call me? Oh, crunchy. Caitlin said I was crunchy.
Crunchy, yeah. Yeah, that's a good way
like
to put
granola,
it.
Like granola, crunchy.
You're crunchy?
I'm crunchy.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true.
I definitely.
You think so?
Yeah, because the second I said I hate hippies, I go, well.
Except Jess.
Except Jess. But no, I wouldn't say you're a hippie.
You think Jess is a hippie? I just said we have hippie type qualities.
I think that, yeah. Like,
so, the way we eat, the way, well, especially her and her natural ways of peace and love. Hair and lack of.
Yeah, did you?
Are you pitting? Are you ripe?
No.
You don't have pitters, but.
It hasn't come
ripe?
Through yet. She had some radish and onion. And,
oh, yeah, that's true. I'm going to stink later.
You're rocking that new sweatshirt.
I got a new sweatshirt.
That's new?
Yeah. Isn't
I
that cool?
It was like 15 years old?
No, it's one of those alternative sweatshirts.
Old ones. Yeah. It's one of those hippie sweatshirts.
Super soft on the inside.
It's all about the inside.
I went to Tuttle's Orchard in Greenfield and got groceries the other day, and they had these awesome sweatshirts. They were so soft.
Yeah. It's all about how it feels on the inside.
It is. Chick had an UGG sweatshirt on yesterday.
I respect that. I support UGGs. UGGs are huge in New Zealand.
No. You know why he supports UGGs?
UGGs are huge in New Zealand and Australia. You don't get it.
But they don't treat the
sheep
nice. Do
you know why he likes UGGs?
Tom Brady's a spokesman.
Yes.
You don't understand fashion.
That's right. I don't understand how he could be a spokesperson if his wife is a vegan.
Good point. Well,
I mean, all the UGG stuff, it's not, well,
and they treat the sheep very, very, very poorly.
I think they treat them wonderfully. And
poorly.
Hey, get over here, sheep.
They have to shear. They have to shear the sheep or the sheep will get all.
That's why I wear one of these.
Those are Geissen vines.
Geissen vines.
The best slipper on the face
of the earth. Oh, yeah, because the German treat people really well.
Don't you justify your Tom Brady love via the Germans.
Okay.
Yes.
But
yes.
I have a pair of UGG, two pairs of UGG slippers, and they are amazing. I walk around my house in them.
I left in my UGG slippers yesterday, took Addie to school, came here, and forgot that I did not have shoes on.
I brought slippers over to Chick's for dim boys watching football the other day.
Yeah, he did.
I walked in, took my shoes off because it was raining, and put on my slippers.
Had my UGGs over here, too.
Yeah. Dim boys. We need to have a dim boys meeting every weekend. Got to do it.
I can make about one of
them. I was going to say it. That'll happen 2 weeks in a row, and then it'll be over. Chickie's got to buy a new recliner so that all of you can sit comfortably for your meetings.
Boys. Yeah, and I don't know... I'm just throwing this out here because my personal life is the subject of this podcast, right?
God.
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to do with the room. I think I'm going to leave the carpet down for now. I'm not going to put a hardwood floor down because there's no time, and it's Christmas time, and there's a lot going on, and I just really, I just...
It's your choice.
I might put a big area rug on top of the carpet. Do people do that?
No.
No, that's stupid.
Area rug on top of a carpet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so.
It's like two carpets.
How about I've always wanted to, if I share a deep, dark secret with you three, will you not laugh at me?
Absolutely, I will laugh
at you. No promises.
Was that yes or no?
I said it was absolutely, I will laugh
at you.
That
was a do it.
Yes.
I want an area rug. I've always wanted an area rug that looks like the earth.
Oh, yeah.
That had
cool.
That's good time.
I like it.
Where
are you
going to
put it? Well, I would put it in there on the carpet. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, on the carpet.
Yeah.
Like a flat.
Why don't you just have
globe?
Someone build, like, paint a mural of the earth on the
ceiling?
Well,
now I got to get an artist.
I map the world by memory.
Which side of the earth?
It's hanging in my junior high.
Look, I'm still mad at you about geography and not including dem boys on your Oregon Trail playing the other day.
I didn't even include you.
No, not even me. The fucking Spangle makes it.
Because I wanted just to see Spangles
we're dim
died.
Boys. Spangles not dim boys.
No, but
he's those boys.
Dim boys are already in Oregon, ready for me to party. And I just wanted to see pop up. Chris Spangle has passed away due to dysentery.
You know what? I almost asked where does the Oregon Trail lead to? Of course, it's Oregon.
Oregon City.
How did our friend Spangle fare yesterday?
Okay, so Tom Brady died right away. John Mayer broke both of his arms. So yeah, John
really?
Mayer broke both of his arms on the trail. I don't know what he was doing. Don Draper just got exhausted a lot, probably because of drinking. Chris Spangle, literally nothing happened to him. Nothing. He was nothing
but
good.
He just died.
Well, he just sat there in front of the computer.
Yeah, he just sat on the computer. He just Facebooked from the wagon.
Was that like the first role-playing computer game, Oregon Trail? Was it the one of the first games?
Yeah.
I mean, Pong and then Oregon Trail, right?
1990.
Holy shit.
Yes.
I remember. When you would go to the computer lab.
Never played it.
That's all we did.
Right.
That's what we did.
I remember I took the kids.
Fourth grade computer lab.
Children's Museum.
What year was that?
90. I don't know. I'm bad at this.
92.
You think so?
You would have been 11. Is that fourth grade?
Fifth grade is usually you're 10, so she's been 9.
Okay. But I would take the kids to the Children's Museum, and they would run as fast as they could run.
Fourth grade.
It's not.
I was 10 and 11 in fourth grade.
No, you were not.
Uh-huh. Addie is 11.
September 11th.
Uh-huh.
Was when I was in fourth grade.
No, think about it. Kindergarten,
you
start when you're 5.
Not.
No, think about it. Kindergarten, you start when you're 5.
No, my kids started when they were 6.
Okay,
see,
but that's not normal.
Addie started at, no, Addie started, she was 5, but she turned 6 in October.
You weren't 11
when
in the
I was
fourth
six.
Grade.
Yes, I was.
Yes, you.
Yes,
when,
I was.
When's your birthday?
August 26, 1990.
Okay, so you did start a year late.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yes.
I started a year late.
Yeah.
I started maxing.
No,
I bet you didn't turn 11 until you started.
I was very – I mean, school started August 17th.
You're
so,
just like
and you
Matt.
Were 10.
Yeah. And then I was 11.
Yeah.
September 11th, 2001.
And that was fourth grade.
That was fourth grade.
And that was the first – okay.
September 11th. Okay.
Mrs. Nowacki wouldn't tell us what happened.
Miss who?
Mrs. Nowacki.
Maybe
Joe Seal.
She was so upset about her last name.
Yeah. She had maroon hair.
Yo, whack.
Max is the
That's
same
what called
way.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that happens a lot. Kids will go in 10 and then have a birthday.
Yep.
Yep.
How old were you in fourth grade? 10? Is that your contention?
What did I say?
That's normal?
That's normal. Like kindergarten, you're 5.
Who's to say who's
5
normal?
Years later, you're in fifth grade,
I was
you're
6
10.
In kindergarten.
But the thing is that they, I know that, like, we had the cutoff for Max's birthday is August 11th, and the cutoff changed from private school to public school. So that he has a friend who was born on the exact same day as him that's in eighth grade, and he's in seventh grade.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that happens.
And he's in seventh grade, and he's how old?
13.
Okay.
I was 18 in seventh grade.
But what were we talking
See, I
about?
I think you're
real?
2 years behind.
Yeah, what were we talking
about?
Oregon Trail. Yeah.
I didn't go to preschool for 2 years.
What was the first like video game like that you guys remember that really like
at school or?
I'm going to say in my case, and I'll ask me first.
Go ahead.
Tetris, Game Boy. I remember being. Couldn't wait to play that damn
Duck
game.
Hunt.
The big gray. What'd you say?
Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Duck
cool.
Hunt on
yeah,
Nintendo.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah,
I remember that thing.
Oh yeah.
Did you use a gun or the?
It was
controller?
A gun.
It
no,
a gun?
You plugged it. It was a
really?
Gun plugged
oh,
into
shit.
The control switch. Yeah.
No,
was
absolutely.
It a rifle?
No.
No, it
no,
was just
like
a
little
handgun.
You
should.
It was a hand pistol, but yellow.
Yeah, we were like
dem duck sideways.
No, I remember Atari. I remember I played Pitfall like crazy.
I remember the name of that. Is that like the tanks?
No. Pitfall is like the guy swinging over alligators and going down and up. And
Centipede a lot.
Centipede oh, I love Centipede.
Space Invaders, probably.
Space Invaders was huge. I remember the first game that I like played to the end. What do you say?
Levels? Completed?
Completed the game.
You beat the game.
Was Space Sonic Invader? The Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Played it till the very end.
For Sega?
Yep.
Yeah. Mine was Mario for Nintendo.
I remember.
Do you know they're getting ready to come up with a Super Mario app for your phone?
Super
to
Mario.
Play, oh. To play the
Super
real.
Super Mario Run.
Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Super Mario Run.
Comes out in about a week.
Well, yeah. I'm not getting anything done at work.
apparently, you can go to Apple stores and play it in store.
Really? Check it out?
Now.
Have you been to the new Apple store? Have you been to the new Apple store?
I haven't.
I've walked past it. It's so weird. It's so big.
Gigantic, right?
It's so big.
And I heard they were going to have a second level, but apparently, a second floor, but that didn't happen. But it's
much wider.
It's giant.
Huge. So my thing is that it's two, maybe three times the size it was.
Yeah.
Yet it's still always fucking bad.
Yeah, right.
I told you about 4 years ago, I went to the Mall of America, and they have a huge Apple store, as you can imagine, packed full of people.
Yeah.
And then the Microsoft people had the balls to buy the spot directly across from it. And talk about the saddest place on earth.
Oh, my gosh. Why would you do that?
I mean, you could stand there and go, Apple, full. Microsoft, there's three people.
Nobody.
That was really dumb.
Apple pays people just to stand in there and pretend like they're shopping.
Oh,
that's not true.
If you pay attention, it's the same people, different outfits. Think about it.
You know, you're just doing that for my benefit because you know how much I love conspiracies.
Oh, that not a conspiracy. It's true.
I don't. This is where Tom gets confused because he actually thinks I think the moon.
Oh, right.
The moon was hollow, or the moon didn't exist.
Right.
Or
it's made of cheese.
We didn't go to the moon.
It's made of cheese.
We didn't really go to the moon and stuff like that. But I'm just fascinated by people who believe. I mean, there's a Loch Ness monster. There's Bigfoot, and I just don't get it. How do you make that jump to? I don't know. I guess I can't prove that there's not. You can't prove that there's not Bigfoot, right?
True.
How did it start? You know, I mean.
Right.
And it is kind of fantastic to think we went to the moon in 1969.
Yeah.
1960 with computers that were what? 1,000th the power that we have on all of our phones right now? Yeah. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I'm watching my new favorite TV show. Are you ready? Timeless. Have you seen this?
Really?
It's about time travel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so awful, but in a wonderful way. And they went to the moon landing the other day, and they were making the point how weak and no power that the computers.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Once again, I'm having trouble finding words.
Have you watched Shameless?
Yes.
Have you?
Mm-mm.
Have you?
I have not, but I've been told I would enjoy it, but I haven't.
Do you know why I'm bringing this up?
Because What's-Her-Face is in it, right?
I don't.
It's a girlfriend.
No. I have a friend that's watching it, and she says that she's had the best sex that she's had in the longest time because she's watching Shameless. Like, it's a very...
Yeah, it's got some sex scenes in it that are... Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I can
see
that.
Like
turning her on.
Like it's...
Like there's just sex and it's turning on.
But is it just the sex or is it the?
But it's presented
theme
in a,
of what's
I'm going,
going
to,
on.
I'm going
and
to guess
connecting.
I don't know.
It.
I'm going to guess it's presented in some sort of sensuous way that a woman would find receptive.
It's kind of like a.
Yes.
Oh, this is bad.
Is that
this
right?
Yes, that's what it is. I don't know, but why does it? Why
did you bring it up if you didn't want to talk about
so
it?
So you girls talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You girls talk about boning?
Yeah.
And how good it is.
Me and this girl do
crushing dick.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do.
Squeezing.
Damn girls crush dick.
That's what we say.
Crushing that D. Huffing that dank. Crushing that D.
Let's not call it crushing D. Okay,
no.
That doesn't feel good.
We know somebody that did happen to.
Pictures of that?
Let's not crush some D. Okay?
Bro, he broke his dick.
No, we do. We talk about absolutely talk about it. Actually, it's more her talking about it, me going, really?
That sounds great.
What was that like?
No.
Have you ever had a friend who thinks
that
you're better friends than what you think you are?
Yeah, absolutely. This person. I have told her the most intimate details of my life, and she's just like, why are you telling me this?
It's that way.
Yeah. Like, I go, I'm so sorry, and I know. And there's times where she's like, you've already told me this.
No, but
feel bad for her, but I also love her because I really don't think she judges. When she says I'm not judging, I believe her. So either that or she's a really good liar.
She's not judging, but she's petty. She learned from the best.
I think all we need to do is take a road trip.
Please.
Huh? Where would you go if you you wanted to like a road trip?
How Colorado.
Colorado. You right drive now. To Colorado.
Yeah, Colorado.
I'm on board.
Jeff, I didn't show you. I found I was behind a truck that was basically like your truck.
The old truck. He misses the old truck.
I do.
I do too.
It was I love so that nice. Old truck. I don't think I ever rode on it, but I liked hearing it.
Rode
you
on
did,
it.
Rode
you
on did it, once.
But here's the ironic part. It had Colorado plates.
Wow. It's probably them.
In honestly. Order to feel comfortable that you're getting a fair price when you're going to go buy a car or truck, what do you need? That's right. Pricing context. Information empowering you to feel confident. And with TrueCar, our buddies at TrueCar, you'll see what others in your area paid for the car that you want. So you go in with knowledge. You got the knowledge. From there, you can connect with a local TrueCar certified dealer and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Does it sound like common sense? Well, it is, and that's what TrueCar does. Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want, and they'll show you what other people in your area paid. And once you register with TrueCar.com, you'll see real pricing on actual inventory, competitive pricing offered to you only by a TrueCar certified dealer for an actual vehicle on the lot. It's pricing you'll see before going to a dealership so you can feel confident when you show up. And with TrueCar, you connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing so you can enjoy a quick, easy buying experience. TrueCar customers are more likely to enjoy a faster buying process when they connect with TrueCar certified dealers. And TrueCar users save an average, this is an average, over $3,000 off the MSRP. TrueCar shows their customers all of the available incentives before they arrive at the dealership. And, of course, there are over 13,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. It's just that simple. When you're ready to buy, visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. But you got to take that first step. Go to TrueCar.com. That's TrueCar.com. I love those guys. Are you going to buy that? You should go on TrueCar and see if you can find that truck. I bet you could replace the entire truck.
Oh, easy.
Identically.
Easy.
You have is that your favorite car ever, that truck?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Easy?
Definitely my favorite car.
Easily?
Yeah, I'd buy one in a second.
Jason, is the car you're driving now your favorite car?
No.
I mean, probably, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's electric, baby.
Yeah.
It's my first electric.
I got a battery.
I got to try to figure out what I'm going to do. I don't think I'm going to keep the car I have.
Uh-oh. That's a 180.
No.
True car, baby.
True car.
TrueCar.com.
You should get a Chevy Bolt.
I'm going to get...
A Chevy Bolt!
A Chevy Yukon. Or is that GMC?
I think those are GMC.
They're all the same. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Get an Escalade.
Those seem flashy.
You deserve it.
I can't say Escalade without saying, motherfucking Escalade.
See, I was thinking, that's exactly why I won't get one.
Yeah,
I was thinking this the other day. You don't see spinners anymore like you used to.
That's still spinning. That's still spinning.
I remember.
Just look out in the driveway. My car's right there.
You have spinners?
You don't have spinners.
You remember the hubcap spinners that you could get?
Yeah, when I'm stopped, it still looks like I'm going.
It's so dumb.
Those moons, do they call them moons? Half moons, full moons? They look like they're just smooth. And they come out from the middle of the wheel. It's a hubcap. It's a moon. It's called a moon.
Okay.
The guy in the wire, his shop is a spinner factory.
You're having a nervous breakdown.
It's okay.
Just lean into the light.
Okay, we're all done here, right?
I guess.
I'm going to take a nap.
I'm getting the signal.
I'm going to meditate.
We started this segment right before, and Jess is like, all right, let's get this over with. I got to get my nap.
I got to get a nap.
Actually, we're all going to go see Bert Kreischer tonight at Morty's Comedy Club. So if you're in the area, come by and say hey. And if you're not in the area and Bert's coming to your area, go see him because his stand-up special
I saw part of it.
Wonderful. He is the machine. Okay, thank you for joining us this time. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. I'm Chick McGee on the Chick McGee Show, a podcast one presentation. Good night, everybody!
earn 4 times gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows 2 of the 3 people who were killed that day.
I have lost 3 great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The 2 Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.